Good evening. It's about 10:15 p.m. Indianapolis time. And of course, this is Dan, and I don't know what to tell you. Almost exactly 2 years ago, I decided to move from Seattle to Indianapolis. And at the time, I was in the first year of my separation from my ex, and I was kind of messed up. I guess I still am. My reasons for wanting to leave were mostly legitimate, but what I've come to realize is that there is no highway, there is no road, there is no river, there is no spaceship that gets you back to 2003 in Indianapolis. It would be great if there were, I suppose, but it doesn't happen, and I'm not even sure if it would be great. I think I needed to do this, like this whole move. I think I needed to go someplace else. And I'm not even sure that I should go back to Seattle. The only thing is that family is kind of important to me. A lot of people don't believe it. Maybe they just don't understand me, but it is. And I'm not sure that I want to go off someplace different, where there is no family, where there are no friends. I don't know if I want to do that. That appeals to a lot of people, and there's a part of me that sort of life once appealed to, but I don't know if I want to do that exactly. And then when I look around the world in America today, and it just occurs to me when I think about my own situation, which, so you know, what has proffered this entire giant question mark is my situation at work. I can't go into details, but it isn't exactly hopeful. And so whether I stay in Indianapolis or go someplace else, I have to start coming up with plan B, C, and D again. And it just seems like a year ago I was in that boat. And yeah, that was by choice. In this case, it's more like circumstance. And you know, everyone has these types of choices these days. Everyone has these types of question marks. I'm not that original. I'm not that unique. I wish I could say that there were some simple explanation for most of these things, like there was some simple path. I wish I had a path that made more sense than the one that I've been on, but whose path really makes as much sense as we think it does. I mean, I think in retrospect, a lot of people will assign meaning to things that might be completely meaningless. Anywho, I don't know where I'm going. I'm not going to outer space. I'm not traveling to Mars. I'm not going to move to Key West, even though I've fantasized about it. I'm probably not moving to Texas, though I've thought about that. I don't know, I might move to Colorado, but I'm not really sure I'm going to do that either. So I really don't know where I'm going. And you know, in a sense, that's okay, because that kind of just feels like America these days anyways, right? We just have no fucking clue where we're going.